Grace and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever seen a couple of young children having a slumber party? Or maybe you were one of those young children way back in the day, or maybe it was last night. I didn't have too many of those when I was growing up, but I do remember one back when we lived in New York, when my best friend and I decided to camp out in the backyard all night, staying up late and doing all the things that you expect boys to do at a sleepover. The one I still remember is competing to see who could burp the ABCs best. And of course, whenever we could have a sleepover, there was always that competition to see just how long we could stay awake. You're having so much fun together, and you just want to keep the fun going. Or when we would have lock-ins for our confirmation students back in Kansas, it was the same story. The kids never wanted to sleep during a confirmation lock-in. They were just having way too much fun with their friends, even if the two pastors were kind of starting to wilt. And of course, whenever you are at a sleepover or a lock-in or something like that, whoever falls asleep first might get their face drawn on by whoever is still awake. So you have to stay awake. That phrase at the very end of our gospel reading comes up a lot in our culture, stay awake. But it doesn't always mean the same thing or come in the same context. So I think it'll be good for us to ponder some of these circumstances in which we must stay awake and consider what they mean for us as God's people as we approach this last Sunday in the church year where our focus turns to Christ's coming. Not just his first coming on Christmas, but also to his second coming, which our hymn was looking forward to. So the first thought that came to mind for me in these circumstances where you stay awake was when I was younger. I'm the oldest, so at a certain point, whenever mom and dad would go out on, say, a date night, going to dinner, they would every so often get tickets for the local theater from members of the congregation. And so whenever they were out, I was in charge. By the time we got to New Jersey, and I was old enough for that. And so naturally, before that, they would get a babysitter, but once I was old enough, it fell on me to be the responsible one in charge of my younger siblings. You can imagine just how exciting it was to be put in charge for a night. I had to make sure that we all ate. I had to make sure that everyone got to bed on time. And of course, I always felt like I needed to stay awake until mom and dad got home. After all, I was the one who was older. I was the one who was responsible. I remember being afraid once or twice that something bad could happen if I went to sleep before mom and dad were home. I'm not sure how I thought that mom and dad slept, but that's a story for another day. I didn't know how late it would be when they got home, around 10, maybe a little later, depending on traffic. I had to stay awake. What kept me awake those nights was responsibility. I had a task that I had to perform, and I was absolutely going to complete it. When you have a task to do, when you have a job that needs to be completed, it is absolutely paramount for you to stay awake. Imagine what would happen if a soldier on guard duty failed to stay awake. Or what might happen if the overnight manager for a hotel or a convenience store didn't stay awake, but instead fell asleep at the desk. For many people, it is responsibility that requires them to stay awake and costs them so many sleepless nights. And in our gospel reading, Jesus does command us to be on guard, keep awake. A master goes out on a long journey and leaves his servants with work to do. He leaves them with cleaning to do, with a house to keep running. He leaves, and of course, he leaves the doorman, the watchman, to stay awake until and watch until he comes. And Jesus, and for us, that is indeed the case. Jesus is our master. We are his servants. You have been given a task to complete as servants of our master Jesus. We are told to provide for those who are in need, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked. We share the gospel message with those around us who need to hear it. That is the task which our Master Jesus has left to us. We don't know when the Master will return but we are commanded to stay awake lest he catch us sleeping. However, are we only told to stay awake because of responsibility? There are also some times when you are told to stay awake, or when you do stay awake, when it's because of something that's fun or exciting that is coming up just the next day. You remember being a child on the night before Christmas. Next week starts Advent, so it is not too soon to start thinking about that. All of the decorating that needs to be done, all of the baking that needs to be done, gingerbread houses that need to be decorated, and of course, all of the presents that need to be bought. And by the way, if you are still looking for Christmas presents, we have a quarter of a ton of peanut brittle that we've made. So you can pick some up downstairs and get all of your Christmas shopping out of the way. But when I was growing up, I just could not sleep on Christmas Eve, or for that matter, on the night before Easter. I was just so excited about what was coming up the next day. Santa was going to come, we were going to have all of the presents to open, we'd be going to church. There is something exciting that is happening tonight, and I would get to see the results in the morning. And I just could not wait for the morning to come. I, simply put, wanted to stay awake. When you are anticipating an exciting experience, you want to be awake for it. You want to stay awake until this happens, or because you are just having so much fun. Joy and excitement can keep you awake long past the point of exhaustion. And so then, when Jesus commands us in our gospel reading to stay awake, what is it? Are we looking forward to something? If you think back a couple of weeks to the 7th, to All Saints Day, our reading that day from the book of Revelation, John paints a picture of what it is that we have to look forward to when the Master returns. He describes heaven as the new Jerusalem coming down from heaven like a bride prepared for her bridegroom. He shows the countless multitudes of the faithful from all tribes and languages and peoples and nations, all the multitudes of the faithful standing in white robes with palm branches in their hands, shouting out praise to God. This is what is going to come. This is what will happen when the Son of Man comes in the clouds with power and glory. This is what we have to stay awake for. Responsibility, excitement, both of these things can be factors in why you must stay awake. But there is one other reason for you to stay awake. So parents, can you remember the last time you stayed awake because of your children? Perhaps they were out at a friend's house and you had to stay awake to make sure that they got home safely. It only happened once or twice for me when I was in high school, mostly because of marching band's football games that went late. But my dad would never admit that that's why he happened to still be up when I got home, but we both knew that that's why he was still in the living room waiting for me. So what is it that keeps you awake in these circumstances? Are you still awake waiting for your child because of the responsibility, because you are responsible for them? Maybe, but not necessarily. Is it excitement? Most likely not. What is it then? So consider another time that Jesus told his disciples to stay awake. On the night when Jesus was betrayed, he brought the disciples to the Garden of Gethsemane. He told them to stay awake and pray while he went away at a distance to pray for strength. And he returned to find the disciples sleeping. Stay awake, he told them once more. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. The disciples, however, fell asleep two more times while Jesus continued to pray for strength for the day ahead. Jesus stayed awake, not because of responsibility, not because he was excited for what was to come. He didn't sleep at all that night. He was arrested in the garden and immediately taken for his trial. He was beaten and condemned. He carried his cross to Gethsemane. He was nailed to that cross and hung up to die. And finally, Jesus did die after staying awake all through the night, all through that day. He closed his eyes and fell asleep. So, what was it that kept Jesus awake? What is it that keeps a parent awake? Was it responsibility? Excitement? It was you. You were the one. His death was for you. He died to take away your sins. He stayed awake for love of you. Jesus loves you so much that he stayed awake, endured cross and grave for you. And then Jesus awoke once more and ascended into heaven, where he remains awake, constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Since then, he is forever at God's side, awake, ruling over creation, interceding for you and bringing you to faith. Because of him, we know that our wakefulness, waiting for his return, is not in vain. That when we fall asleep in him, we will awaken again to new life. And so why are we to stay awake here, waiting for the return of Christ? Is it because of responsibility? Is it because of excitement? Is it because of love? It is because of all of these things and more. God has given us a responsibility. We are called to carry out his mission in this world, to keep the faith and share the gospel with those who are so desperate to hear it. There is also an excitement to our waiting. When the trumpet sounds and the dead rise and Christ returns, that will be a wondrous, joyful experience. That, I think, is why I love playing the trumpet so much, or flugelhorn, with our hymn of the day today, because it's a foretaste of that day when the trumpet will sound and Christ will return. We are excited and joyful as we anticipate that moment. And of course, we stay awake because of love, not just because of our love for our Lord, our desire to follow his will, but because of our Lord's love for us, a love that sent his Son to stay awake on our behalf, a love that sent his Son to take on our flesh and to live our life, a love that we will celebrate and receive shortly as we receive it physically, tactily in the Lord's Supper. And so we stay awake because we do not know the day or hour when our Lord will come to bring us to himself. And now the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, as we await and anticipate his return. Amen.